Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
So Esther, pop Donna under the line. Your type of questions and you see a chance to. Let me bring her on. Donna?
Yeah.
All right, I have Rachel on the line. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay,
how are you doing?
Good. Let me just see here real quick. On, there's a couple questions that the person had. Let me just, the first person on the page, the first name is Torino and the last name's Paige?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a female or a male?
A male.
Okay. So on all of the patients, I mean, some of them he said he, you know, assumed, but like on that one, I wouldn't have known. I guess you need to know if they're female or male just for the future. But
okay.
How about, so he was going to put unknown for number four, Shaylin Stevens, for the U.S., or are they all U.S.?
Let me see. I was not able to get in touch with her on her country of birth. I think we could assume U.S.
Okay. So then maybe I should just go through here. Liberty, is that a theme? Oh, wait, let me. I'm just going to put my.
I can, if you want, I can just update a sheet and put female for everyone and then send it again.
Yeah, can you just send it to my Nascentia one email? Do you have that?
I'll give you.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll send her the Nascentia email.
Okay. That way
it'll
just be easier because I have to then save it and.
Okay, no problem. I'll give her your Nascentia email.
And then let's just put U.S. for those or leave them unknown, whatever. But if you could just do the male, female, because.
Okay, sure.
That was. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
And then once he gets the, like, those one, he's got most of them done. Then once he gets that, those other ones done, he's going to send me the copy and I'll forward it to you guys.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks. And then, Esther, did you want me to call,
who?
The Bowmans?
I didn't call Bowman back, meaning I said I'll find out about the moisturizing toner. Another thing about Bowman is they, basically if I'm putting, Eileen on the case, the issue's like that. So Eileen gave us an address for that she's in Camillus, but I don't think she really lives there because she still comes up because her kids are still in Oneida school, as well as so she dropped her baby by her mom, I guess, in Syracuse. So for her, it works out to have a child.
Andrea, the one we were just talking to,